Referendum organizers gathered fewer than 82,000 signatures by Wednesday's deadline, about 5,000 short of what's needed to put the issue to voters. That leaves intact the measure pushed through the legislature by Governor Jan Brewer to tap into the Federal Affordable Care Act to add about 300,000 to the state Medicaid rolls. Foes of expansion are now weighing a legal challenge because the state share is being paid for with a levy on hospitals, and the Constitution requires a two-thirds vote by lawmakers for any tax hike, something this did not get. But gubernatorial press aide Andrew Wilder called the levy an assessment and not a tax as defined in the Constitution.
There are countless examples where agencies have been given such fee authority. The legislature has granted it over 80 times in just the past 5 years.
The other fight is more long-term. Former State Senator Frank Antonori said Republicans who voted for expansion are violating the party platform, which seeks to repeal the Affordable Care Act. And now he has a list of those willing to work to oust those incumbents in next year's GOP primary.
But that's 80,000 people that we get to mail to and talk to between now and August of 2014.
But Brewer is not standing idly by. She already has scheduled a fundraiser next week for 13 of her supporters at the home of an executive of Vanguard Health Systems, whose hospitals stand to benefit from having more patients with insurance. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.